Thank you. bush down, and they threw out them. They had Chuck Berry there. They threw out them. And then the first people said, well, when the band gets on, you don't have to play to leave. Just play one number. You know, it's getting late. And then they was holding me back as much as possible for me not to get up there because they didn't know what was going to happen. Then they put the Mexican ballet on, and they did wonderful. The people didn't thwart them. That's when I know people like beauty. The Mexican ballet did the traditional stuff and the modern stuff. That's beautiful. So then they still was thinking about what had happened to us at B.C. and Chuck Berry and all that, and they were afraid for us to go on there. But then the people started shouting my name, and they was afraid for us not to go on. And 150,000 people shouted, so I had to go. So we don't have to play too long. So I didn't play too long. And then the people was shouting again for me to come back. But the fans were really afraid. But we went back. And finally, they put the lights out and everything. Then the people tore the stage down and set bonfires. I was out there singing, Space is the Place. Now, that happened in France. So now we got all kind of things happening around me. I'm trying to play a low profile because I'm forced to say yes. Now, see, I went out of space and they told me, see, I was taking teacher training in college. They told me, it's going to be, don't continue taking that. It's going to be trouble in the school. That's what the space is. It's going to be, they're not going to be able to handle teenagers. And they're not, the parents, or nobody. Now, we want you to learn this particular thing. When it gets so bad, then you teach them what we're going to teach you. And so, That happened to me. But I know I've been out of space, and sure enough, trouble in the schools. Just like they told me. And sure enough, be women in governments and churches. Nobody can do anything. But I can't doubt it because up in Harlem, some people were, I was talking to Walt Dixon and another musician, Andrew Surreal. They wouldn't know what I was talking about. So I told them, they said, now I got to go up in Harlem, and I'm going to sign something where Harlem will get about $10 million for this project. They said, we was going to please, but now we know that's ridiculous. You gonna get, I said, I'm going up there. They want to send a proposal to the government about some money. So I'm going to go up there and tell them about the space program. They'll get the money for the government to give it to them. So they left me to Scotland. So I wound up in Harlem, and I gave them a proposal to give to the government, and that's where how you came from, through me. And they got the money. Not only they got $10 million, they got more and more money. And I did what I said I was going to do. In the meantime, before they had some teenagers. They told me I wanted to talk to them. So I went there, along the boys. I said, well, I asked them later on, what happened to the, about 200 boys? What happened to the girls? Well, they said, well, these boys, they asked me, what did I tell them? They said, they were so sorry. You used to two talking 2 hours and you'd be a pin drop. These boys are the worst in Harlem. Nobody can control them. Neither the press, nor police, nor nobody. What would you tell them if they were listening to you silently? 2 hours. I said, I'm telling them about a pioneer in our space. They were listening. And right there was that cute. But of course, these boys, this is the worst part. They probably in jail or dead or something. They went on, they got the money, and they got the meals fast. They gave the money to the ones who already were on their feet. And these boys, they were leveling the bread. Behind that, I said, well, there's some trouble here. So in the black kid of the day, trouble. Third good marshal said, black folks in the worst condition they ever been. He gonna up there and he gets it. He says that it is true. They are the black folks. Now, it comes down to the space program is a thing. Because I can prove that in America, half of the black folks are not human, they're angels. And they have to get back to that proper status, which the Bible said angels were left that first estate. That's them. So they never will make it with democracy and all that. Because you can't, if you're an angel, you can't come and be equal to a man. Because you ain't supposed to do that. You're supposed to be showing man what you're going to teach man. You're supposed to get down there with him. Man is way down there. He needs help. So then, they shouldn't get down there talking about equality. Because like I said about God, it's the lowest thing in the whole universe. That name is so bad that the Creator, if you call him God, he'll send you a message. And he won't. Teenage writers say God is dead. The man is dead. And if people get over that name of God, they too will be dead. Now, I know I'm talking profound mathematics. It's not philosophy. And people down there that don't have no education will understand. But I don't want to go anywhere to teach us a man. And that's my problem now. I'm rousing the professor. No, it's full of chicken. And I came to this concert, all at once, the unhappiness in the world was brushed away. It's gone. Now, I don't know what happened. I'm not worried anymore. And she told me that, and a lot of people have told me that in Paris. Well, he was from the East. I don't know whether he's from the East or where. But they said, he wants to speak to you. He came in. I said, well, what, in address, what does he want to say? And he stood there, and he cried. I said, what does he want to say to me? And he cried. He consented. So then I know I can reach people. But a lot of people try to reach people with guns and philosophy and religion, and I have more to do there. But I'm just one person, and I see that something is wrong. I've been told by the space forces I can correct it. Now, to say that again, 5 billion people, and say, well, my job is to turn 5 billion people around. 5 billion people will have to turn in order to save themselves. And I'm saying to them, if you don't care nothing about yourself, you should give some respect and show that you care about your ass, and try to save your ass before it's too late. Now I'm getting right out to something they got. All of them got asses. And then I'm saying to them, well, you better try to save your ass and give some respect. If you don't care nothing about yourself, and you're this hydrogen bomb, all these things they got, and they're going to mess up your skin, your eyes, and your hair, and your brain, and you're still going around stupid and not going to make an effort to save yourself, give some respect and show that you care about your ass, because you're going to miss your ass. What you going to do without your ass? So on the end of the song, I said, you're always sitting on it, but you're always sitting on it. You're always sitting on your one and only ass. And that's really the world and the condition is today, because you're always sitting on your one and only ass. And that was my message, standing ovation. So people know I'm telling the truth. And I'm not building it up nice like that, because it's not nice. The truth is not nice. They actually just had a temple they called the Hall of Two Truths. And what was that? One was a bad truth and one was a good truth. But some people think that the word truth is synonymous with something good. So everything. he told me that I had, what I had told him, everything I ever told him about space is true. And he said, now, when I went to Los Angeles, he could play it. It'd been about 3 years. Nobody paid attention to him. But when the teenagers saw him playing with me, he said, ever since, they would ask him, well, how do you play this music? What does he do? He said, discipline. And they'd be asking, what's that? How do you get discipline? He said, how do I know? I'm still trying to get it myself. I got to go back and study ragtime and dictionary. I got to study the whole history of music. That's what discipline means. I can't do music unless I know all types of music. And you have to do the same thing. Well, there you are. So now I'm causing something on the teenager, but something is going to happen. In Germany, we're in the debut there. Well, when I got to playing, a German woman said, you know, you up there talking about space and all this stuff. You get that word you said, and you're going to, you know what you're going to do? You're going to get all the teenagers in the world to follow you and do what I said. I never run to dance. I still be proud of as far as I'm concerned. Chip off the whole house. No process, no talking. So, this is it. You still going to get these teenagers to follow you. Why you can be the most dangerous thing. Some of them was worshiping, some are not really worshiping, they're giving credit. And then something happened where people came and said, that's heathen worship. It was not heathen worship. The Egyptians were not worshiping the sun. They just gave respect to something that was eternal. Every morning it rose up, and they were sensible enough to know to give respect to something that to them was eternal. Nothing else showed that but the sun. And it was only a matter of giving respect to something that's a life giver. Now, in this dispensation, they spell sun with a small S. Now, people, they spell their name with a capital S, a capital letter. They spell the plants with capital letters. They spell all kinds of capital letters, but they spell the sun with a small letter. Now, I want to see why they use that to spell the sun with a small S. There's some reason why it's always that small S. How you going to capitalize your name and put S, small S, for your life giver? It's the only thing you got here to teach you about. Now, they can call it heathen worship if they want it. But it's time for people to be sensible and say they should give respect to something that is their friend. I sing about that too.
button.
Push that button.
They push that button. It's gonna blast you so high.
So high.
Blast you so high. Up in the sky. Up in the sky. You can kiss your ass.
Kiss
your ass. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Farewell.
Records, I don't know this label at all. Recorded March 29th, 1989, New York City. Oh. Was that working? That's good.
Can you hear me?
Sort of. I'm turning up a little bit with that.
Hello. I can't hear myself in the mic.
The mic is quiet. I'm going to figure that one out. Too much technology. Here we go.
There.
All right. Speaking microphone.
Hello.
People keep messing with our mixer board here. I don't know what they're doing. It creates kind of a bit of an issue sometimes.
This microphone smells like bad breath.
You could pull that thing off. You could pull the...
I don't want to touch it.
You can switch microphones.
I think I'm gonna... That shit's nasty.
Switch microphones. We'll figure it out. Yeah. People mess with the mixers here. They don't know how they work. It's quite simple.
This one smells okay.
I kind of want to smell the other one now.
Oh, my God. Oh,
there we go. See?
I'm loud and clear. I never want to hear myself that loud again.
Oh, yeah, you know,
it's like when the milk is spoiled, you're like, oh, this is disgusting. Try it. It's like, this smells awful. Try it.
Exactly. That's smell what I was curious. Is this better?
Yes.
Cool. The mics are still all fucked up. It's not working the way it should. But I have you clearly, so that's all that matters.
Excellent.
Yeah, people gotta... learn how mixers work and not push all the damn buttons. You have to reset all the buttons the way they should work. Anyhow, there's a bunch of Sun Ra.
Yep.
Talking and playing and talking and playing.
You were giddy as a schoolboy.
I like that shit.
I know you do. You were.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
It's
you're more soul. Animated than I am used to seeing you.
Soulful music. It takes the soul away.
Mm-hmm.
The raw. So my true music.
Well, I queued up the record closest to you to play first because you complained about that last time that I.
Oh, cool. I was forgetting what mic you're on. Did you say again?
Record I want played first is the one closest to you because you complained last time that you had to stand up.
I tried to make that first record. It's a little.
I mean I understand from your geography, but
yeah.
I like to start from left to right, you know, because that's how you read.
I start my first record over there.
Yeah,
next record here, so I can slap it. You'll see when you start doing solo shows, you'll get it.
Okay.
To slap it from the right and select it from the left. Yeah, that's fine. Whatever. So you want to start with some music or?
Well, yeah, but I'm not sure what I want to say about it because I feel like I prefer to talk about it after I play it.
That's a preference of mine also.
Yeah.
Do you want me to put the music on then?
Sure.
I don't know what else
Let's
to say.
Let's get started.
I was going to say, too, we're kind of training a little bit, too. So if you want, you could pull up your thing and, you know, do all your playlist thing.
Okay.
I don't know. Just say.
Okay.
Since you have a link.
What? I don't...
All right. Let's get to some music.
Okay.
This is Beyond the Limits. Slow this Muffet. With you till the hour of midnight. Enjoy some more tunes.